Hi, this is a dictation for Georges Beniamin, GeorgesBeniamin. Date of birth is 7/7/87. This is a 35-year-old gentleman who is here for a new patient visit today for follow-up. Eventually, he reported that 12/28/2021, almost 10 months ago, he had an accident. Car motor vehicle accident. Chief complaints are pain in the neck, shooting down to her head, headache is going on, shooting down through shoulders, and all the way down to the lower back, and left leg, shooting down to the left leg. He has seen various doctors, Dr. Gaber, Dr. Samuel Pirov, as the first doctor on 3 months, and then Dr. Schwartz 3 months ago, and our patient has been seeing several doctors. He also has an IME exam with Dr. Stephen Kalkaris, and he alleges all of these pains to an automobile accident that occurred on 12/28/2021. At around 10 p.m. The gentleman, Mr. Georges Beniamin, a history of automobile accident, was traveling as a front seat passenger, and the driver was Jacob Shaheen in a Jeep truck 2021, and they were hit with a semi-truck 18-wheeler. They were traveling at 55 miles an hour, but they do not know the speed of the truck. The accident occurred on I-75 near Ann Arbor exit, where a semi hit on the side, on the passenger side, and their car spun 3 to 4 times, and then it hit back into the semi, and it got glued to it. And the patient reported that the core support hit into the car, and car spun and spun and hit to the wall while the truck was taking an exit of a ramp. The patient reported that he was wearing seat belts, airbag did not deploy, there was no loss of consciousness, and police arrived at the scene, ambulance did not arrive at the scene. There was no hit and run accident, and there was no loss of consciousness. And patient did not go to the emergency room at the time of accident. He thought that he was okay. But when he started having pain next day, he went to Dr. Ferguson, and he saw an attorney who referred him to Dr. Gaber. And he saw Dr. Gaber for several times since then. History of presenting illness, patient is suffering from various symptoms. First, there is a headache that are still present according to him. 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 affecting the front of the head. Severity is moderate and they are infrequent, once a week or twice. There are no triggers. It is the headaches are not sensitive to the light or noise, and there is no associated factor like nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. In the additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports ongoing history of dizziness without vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance or loss of equilibrium, and seizures. However, patient does suffer from loss of memory, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. However, he denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He has no incontinence of the urine or bowel, and he has no nightmare. In addition, patient is complaining of pain in the neck, which occasionally shoots down to the front of the left arm as numbness and tingling. The neck pain is reported to be 7. Mid-back pain is around 5. Lower back pain is 6. Across, affecting the both the sacroiliac joint, with a radiation to the left buttock and left upper thigh, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Other than that, patient has no other issues. These pains are described to be continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping. And they are 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, lying down, and is improved by medications only. The patient reports further that he has dropped phone a couple times from his hands, especially the left hand, and he has some numbness and tingling on the right wrist as well. In addition, patient reports that there is no tingling, numbness, pains elsewhere, and no bladder bowel incontinence. History of the past treatment, patient report that he has had physical therapy since January through July for 7 months, 3 times per week with no relief. He has been given 2 epidural in the neck, which did not help. In the surgery, patient was recommended surgery by Dr. Dawar, but he skipped. He didn't want to do surgery. And the patient has seen a neurologist and also neuropsych people. The records are not available. He has not done any acupuncture or chiropractic treatment either. Medical history, past medical history is completely negative, no positive history. Past surgical history is negative and past allergies none. In the family history, patient mother, father are alive, siblings are alive, one sister, one brother, and they're all normal health, no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single, and he has no kids. Employment status, patient is employed part-time at a Happy Pizza, and he's a cook. But he cannot work because he cannot move too much. He is now doing a light-duty job, answering the phones only. Disability history, patient is not disabled. Legal history, patient has ilia and ponto representing his case. Personal history, patient does not drink. He smokes occasionally half pack a day and does not use any recreational drugs. And further, he has no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, no anxiety problem, no concentration problem, self-worth problem. Patient does have some issues with the sleep mood and depression. Mood is described 2 out of 1 to 10 scale. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 80 over 54. Heart rate 70. Respiratory rate is 70. And temperature is 96.1. Height is 5'3". Weight is 215. Pulse ox 99. A 35-year-old white male average built and nutrition, alert, oriented and cooperative and conscious, and there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk well and is a mobile, independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination is from the template. Musculature examination is from the template, completely normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, the entire spine is completely normal with normal curvature alignment. No scars are noticed. And palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, and pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed in the bilateral sacroiliac joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is not noticed anywhere, no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine are normal. At forward flexion is 40, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. Hyperextension was not found painful. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test negative, distraction test was negative, Sotoal test is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive, contralateral leg raise test is positive at 30 degrees. Breger test is negative, Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign is negative. The sacroiliac joints, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found tender, and iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test is negative, Gonsalon test is positive, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. The examination of the extremities, except for the right and the left wrist, all the other extremities including hips and knees are all completely normal. please use the template for defining. The examination of the right wrist shows no positive T nail sign or Phalen sign, and the strength is pretty good, grip is good, motor power is good, the distal circulation is intact, and no positive finding. In the left arm also, left wrist, completely normal, good strength, 4x5 at least, and then sensations are intact, circulation is intact.